The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Wrapping up hour one of Sports Nightly here on the Huskers Radio Network, tonight we're listening back to the Nebraska-UCLA baseball game in the Big Ten Championship back on May 25th. The Huskers take a 5-0 advantage to the top of the fourth. Calling the action, here again are Ben McLaughlin and Nick Handley.
Top of the order for the Huskers. Silva's reached base. Once was hit by a pitch. Looks at a first pitch in there for strike one. Moss working out of the windup. Swings and misses at the breaking ball. Way out in front of that one. 0-2. The pitch. There's a ball sharply hit to the right side. Great stab, though, by Phoenix Call. Gets up, makes the throw in time. That's a heck of a defensive play by the Bruins' second baseman. Reaching to his left, diving to his left, and being able to collect his feet and make a great throw. So here's Max Buitenbach, his second at-bat of this game. Against Buitenbach was inserted into the lineup after Robbie Bolin injured his leg, making a great catch in right center. This one popped up sky high in the infield. Calling everybody off is the catcher, Cashel Duggar. Now it drops foul. Nobody picks it up. Cashel Duggar had it at the last moment, just bailed out. And Mulevi Levu, the first baseman, with his hands up to his side saying, "What the heck, man?"
And then Roman Martin, I think, was the one screaming for it, but he never even made an effort to catch it.
No. Nothing in one. The pitch. Fastball down the middle, 0-2. Buitenbach, guy that was obliterating the baseball before he had that long illness. Just trying to get back into it here. Gonna battle, nothing in two offering. Away, 1-2.
He was on an 11-game hit streak when he got sick.
Yep.
And that obviously was snapped with the pop-out that he had yesterday. But it just proves your point.
Well, he's right there with the team lead before with 7 home runs. The power numbers were surging. The 1-2 pitch bounces in the dirt, 2-2.
And the hope is with every passing at bat,
right,
he starts to get a little bit more comfortable in the box. I mean, it is baseball at the end of the day, but this kid went through the ringer the last month.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the breaking ball way out on the front side. Two recorded here for UCLA in the Husker half of the fourth. It's Caden Brumball. Due up here now, 1-for-2. Brumball singled in the first. Got Nebraska's first hit of the game. Was caught stealing. Also reached on a fielder's choice in the second. He'll get his first look at Wylan Moss. Breaking ball on the outer half, laid off of it, but it is called a strike. Fastball just missed off the plate. One ball, one strike on Caden Brumball. Brum with 74 hits on the year. Average now at 320. With the 1-for-2 showing today so far. This one is hit foul down the third baseline. Now 1-2 to Caden Brumball. So Wylan Moss has come in. He's worked ahead of Husker hitters.
I was just about to say, Nebraska's had a hard time timing him up, and it's been the soft stuff that's given them problems, the slider and the slow curve. Fastball is only 89-90, but he really mixes beautifully, which is why he's a starter sometimes.
So Brumball, like the two previous Husker hitters, going to have to battle down the count 1-2. The pitch way outside, 2-2. Two out, two balls, two strikes on Brumball, nobody on. Here in the top of the fourth, Huskers leading 5-0. The pitch. Just missed low, and boy, Wylan Moss was already making his way towards that third base dugout. So now count runs full here on Brumball. The payoff pitch coming, and he just pokes that one foul. He swung at ball four, but to your point there, Ben, that thing started out close, and then it just broke away into the left-handed batter's box. I'm amazed that Brumball even got contact there. Three balls, two strikes, two away, nobody on. Brumball trying to keep the inning alive. Huskers have had base runners in every inning. This one is shot into left center field, but right to Peyton Brennan. Comes in, makes the catch for the third out.
Due to time constraints, we now move ahead to the bottom of the fifth.
A.J. Salgado stands in, and the first pitch from Ty Horn misses inside, ball one. Salgado struck out his first time up, and he'll readjust the shin guard on the front leg. That was a really, really big at-bat in the second inning with Salgado. After a leadoff single, Horn and Salgado battling to a 3-2 count, and Ty was able to win it. This one just misses out, 2-0. Horn trying to throw the first strike of the inning here to Salgado. Dangerous left-handed hitter. This pitch is ripped into right field. That's going to drop down for a base hit. Second base hit off of Ty Horn for UCLA. Comes on a fastball over the middle of the plate. And a leadoff base runner for the Bruins.
Center fielder, number 11, Peyton Brennan.
Here's Peyton Brennan. He grounded into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play in the second inning. That was a big momentum boost to the Huskers. Ty's pitch. Fouled back to the backstop on a hop. 0-1. Huskers in between innings sent all their bodies to the bullpen behind Horn. 5-0 Huskers in the bottom of the fifth inning. Horn to the belt. Here's the pitch. Sharply hit foul. First base side on the ground from Brennan. Count 0-2. Must win game for Nebraska to get into a regional. UCLA fighting for a host. A lot on the line here today. Horn's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Big strikeout for Ty. Good bounce back after the single. Just his second strikeout. And now Blake Faltz, the designated hitter. The runner at first is Salgado. Short lead for him. Pitch to Faltz. Was low. Did he go around? Yep, sure did. 0-1. Rhett Stokes off the line at third, even with the bag. Faltz crowding the plate. The pitch right on that inside corner. Takes some guts to throw that pitch, and Horn just executed it. Now he's ahead 0-2. Crowd trying to help Ty with this AB. The 0-2 pitch, high with a heater. Try to get him to chase. One ball, two strikes. Pitch count not an issue for Ty. He's just over 50. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Just got a piece of it. Ball's rolling up the first baseline. Sanderson will go grab it. Nicely executed changeup on the inner third, and Bolt's able to just get a piece of it. Runner at first, one out for the Bruins. Horn to the belt, the 1-2. Just missed low, another changeup, 2-2. Alexo liked the spot. Baltz does not chase. Nebraska 5, UCLA 0. Bottom of the fifth inning. Horn to the belt, here's the pitch. Just missed up. Baltz has worked it full. He's looked comfortable against Horn today. Has not chased anything. Ty's going to have to come with a strike. Three balls, two strikes. Standing right on top of the plate from the left side. And Horn flips one over to first. Chase back Salgado. Another big pitch in the start of Ty Horn right here. Ty comes set. Big 3-2 pitch about to be tossed out. Here it is. It's rolled just foul first base side as the runner takes off. That was a really good pitch from Horn. Ball's starting to be a bit of a thorn in the side of Ty. He has not chased anything and fouled off all the quality pitches. He has to come with another 3-2 strike. Runner at first and one out. Horn's 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. It hit him. And going to first, he was pouring him over the plate. And the Huskers can't believe it. Ty's saying he stuck his arm out. Baltz is in a lot of pain as He gets his way to first. I think the Huskers are going to look at this.
Ruling on the field is hit by pitch. There was no intent to get hit by the pitch. Nebraska will lose one challenge. They have one challenge.
And I understand it from Nebraska's standpoint, too, because Baltz is pouring over the plate. Mm-hmm. And now the Bruins with a big threat going here in the fifth. First and second. And Cashel Duggar at the plate.
These are the two hitters. If you're Ty Horn, you attack.
Duggar grounded out his first time up. He is pouring over the plate as well. First pitch, Horn, strike. Change up over the middle. Duggar hitting 279. From Valor Christian High School in Colorado. That is one of the premier high schools in the country. Here's the pitch. That's hit in the air, left side. Swanson coming in on it, still coming. He's there. He squeezes. That's the second out. And that is one of the better pitches of the start of Ty Horn. That is a changeup at the knees on the black.
Oh, the job's not done, but let's go over it again. The situation, you feel like maybe a hitter was interfering with your path to the plate there. You don't get a challenge. There's a little bit of a delay. You got runners at first and second with one out. And the response there, just like in that 3-2 count earlier in the game, where all of a sudden you're a pitch away from having first and second, nobody out. And he comes back and gets a strikeout.
First pitch to call. He shoots one out of play off to the right, headed to the upper tank. And it's 0-1. Call grounded to short his first time up. He hit a rocket right to Dylan Carey, who made a great play after knocking a ball down that was hit over 100 miles an hour. First and second for the Bruins. It's the first time all day they've had two guys on base at a time. 5-0 Huskers, bottom of the fifth. Horn comes set. The 0-1. Breaking ball hit in the gap in left center field. Silva coming in on it. Has it measured. Should be routine. He squeezes. Inning over.
Still 5-0 Huskers, and that's where we'll pause as we reach the end of hour one. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. Come on back for hour two of the show. We'll continue our replay of the Big Ten baseball title game between Nebraska and UCLA. Stay right there.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.